Hello, this is Jolyn Braley, the FAT Release Coach, founder of the Inner Self Diet, and you can find me on either fearlessfatloss.com or stophidingbehindthefat.com. And right now, I'm very, very happy to be on the line here with Kathy. Kathy is an extremely inspiring, awesome, she's a recent graduate of the Inner Self Diet. And Kathy is here to share some things with us and for you to hear that actually Kathy used to be where you are now, and we're going to hear where she's at today. And she's calling in from the beautiful, beautiful mountains of Montana. And Kathy, hello, welcome.
Yeah. Hello, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I have been inspired by you throughout this entire journey, as you know, and I'm really glad that you're here and that you are willing to share with the folks who are listening in an effort to help them know that they're not alone, that and you know that there are others out there who used to be where they are, and to give them the hope and inspiration that, wow, they really could get to where you are. And, you know, if you've done it, they could do it too. Don't you agree?
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. So, first of all, I would love to start out, if you could please share, what was it like for you before we met when it came to the topic of food, your weight? What was it like for you back then? What was your biggest challenge with, you know, losing weight and keeping it off?
Well, that was the challenge. I would just binge. I would just eat things, and I hated who I was. I hated my body. I just didn't even like my life. It was a terrible time. I have a hard time even remembering it though, but it was not a good time.
Mhm. And I hear that over and over and over again. In fact, it's very, very common that you don't remember what it was like. And we were talking about this recently on one of our coaching calls. It's just because you've gone so far from that place of where you, like you said, you used to hate yourself, and now you're at this wonderful place where you're feeling so good, which I don't want to put words in your mouth. We want to hear that from you. But mm-hmm. That's why it's so hard to remember even where you were. And what is that like even to be saying right now that you can hardly remember what it was like?
Well, that's a miracle in itself, because I just had lived for so long with all of this stuff and all of this inability to do what I wanted to do, and then sabotaging myself when I tried to do it, that it was just this endless circle of just kind of being down in the miry muck.
Mm-hmm. How many years were you struggling, Kathy?
38 years.
And do you mind sharing your age today, just so that others, they'll be able to, they can say, oh, wow.
Not at all. I'm 53 years old.
Yeah, and that just helps, thanks. It just helps other ladies and also men out there to know that, wow, you know, there is hope. I mean, you definitely can transform, and there's no reason to give up. You just need to have the right tools and obviously a proven step-by-step system that will get you from that place of the, what did you say, the, what do you
miry
call
muck.
It?
The miry muck.
Muck. I like that. I call it a muckmire, and that's very close to the miry muck. But to get from the miry muck to the place where you are now, and that you really can do it. Kathy, do you mind sharing what you discovered throughout our work together in the Inner Self Diet, where all of your food and weight struggles really started for you?
Sure, I'll share that with you. In looking back, and it was not really, I didn't really connect it till we were in the midst of our time with the Inner Self Diet, and that was that it started when I was 15, and it was at a time when I had a male relative take advantage of me in a not good way. And I, from that point on, is when I started to struggle with weight. I just started packing it on, and it wasn't until we were in the midst of the calls
mm-hmm.
that it was revealed that it was from that point that it all began, and I was just astounded that here was something that I'd been thinking about pretty much every day, if not every day. This was always in my mind, what had happened to me, what he had done, and mm-hmm. you know, what the results of that. And then it was just from that point on, I had that weight struggle. And what's amazing to me is that it was, I still can't hardly believe it, but it was just an instantaneous thing that, I mean, instantaneous. From 1 minute to the next, it was gone. It was dealt with. And one of the tools that JoLynn brought forth and shared and taught me to use, it was gone. It was just gone. And I have not thought about it until you asked me just now, just today, to talk
mm-hmm.
about this.
Mm-hmm.
I have not thought about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not struggling with the weight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an issue. It's my whole picture of who I am is different, and so it's good.
Yeah, that's pretty big stuff there, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's major. It's life changing.
Yeah, yeah. And I congratulate you for being so willing to step up for yourself and do the steps of the inner self diet so you can get beyond that. I mean, heck, to be recalling this memory every day for 38 years of this, you know, the abuse when you were a teenager, as you know, all of your power lies in the present moment, and there actually is no power in the past unless you bring it forward into your present mm-hmm. moment. So to
yeah.
release that, and I remember what you're talking about, the process that I did with you on one of the calls, and to release that old experience, that's what that means is that it's no longer impacting your present moment, and it's like the veil has been lifted, would you say?
Yes, definitely, definitely. The light is shining on it, and it's just... It's not an issue anymore.
mm-hmm. Yeah, and thank you so much for sharing this with our listeners, because I know for a fact, which you may very well know also, that hundreds of thousands, if not more, women, the reason that they are overweight and binge eating, emotional eating, stuffing themselves, overeating, beating themselves up, sabotaging themselves, is because they actually were abused as children. And either consciously or unconsciously, they are doing these things to themselves in an effort to, some of it's about protection, some of it is just about because they feel so bad. And the thing is, though, is that it doesn't have to be like that, that you really can move beyond that when you've got the right system and the right steps to take you there. And something else I would like to cover also to help the folks out who are listening, and this is something that I've had so many other clients share with me, that they had actually been in therapy before working with me, and that therapy had never helped them to get the results that they've gotten now. And what do you have to say about that?
Well, that's really true. I went and tried to get some therapy with it, and my husband was encouraging me to do something with it because it was impacting our lives as well in other areas. And so so when I went, the only thing the therapist kept touting to me was that I had low self-esteem, and it was never addressed. It was not shown for what it was, and it wasn't taken care of. So I carried this backpack of garbage with me. I just continued to go, and I just continued to gain more weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, it's not like I've had times where I've lost weight, but mm-hmm. it isn't too long after that that I'll gain it back and then some.
In the past.
So, and it's, I really like, Joellen, how you put it, is that, well, if you call it losing weight, you know, I've lost the pounds, then you're always looking for something you've lost.
Right.
So now I'm releasing the weight.
Yeah.
And it's a lot different.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's talk now about your success. I mean, how many pounds and inches clothing sizes have you released so far?
Well, I'm down one clothing size.
Awesome.
And I've only released about 5 pounds, but that's awesome because it was so struggle free. I don't have like those grandiose dreams of food. I'm not obsessing about food.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so when you say only 5 pounds, is it really only or?
No, it's like, yes, it's 5 pounds. It might be more is what I'm trying to say. I just haven't stepped on the scale lately.
And is that okay that it's been so struggle-free and that you're releasing this fat and that you're not obsessing about the food? I mean, is this good for you? Do you like it?
Oh, yeah. It's extraordinary for me. It's it goes beyond anything I could have imagined. Even in my wildest dreams, I didn't imagine it could be this easy.
Really? So even when
we
had that very first discovery session together, that complimentary weight loss discovery session, and then you stepped up for yourself and you enrolled yourself in the Inner Self Diet, and are you saying that even back then you really didn't think it could be this good as the results that you have now?
No, I was just, it was my leap of faith.
Hmm.
That was a leap of faith for me.
Did you have any doubts back then? Because that would be really helpful for the listeners to hear, because so many people, I mean, there's so many things out there that tell you that this is the answer to your weight problems, and then, you know, they've done 10 or 20 of those and nothing has solved it for them, because of course those diets are only addressing what is 10% of the problem, and that's just diet and exercise. What we've done here is we have healed what was always 90% of your challenge, and that is your inner self, your mindset, and when you take care of that, then it's very easy to eat healthy and exercise. So did you have doubts when we first talked and when you enrolled in the Inner Self Diet, or did you have any negative thoughts back then, anything like that?
Well, you know, there's always an underlying doubt, but a leap of faith is that you just put your trust and you just go forth. So there were some doubts, but that wasn't, you know, it was like, I guess the biggest doubt would be, this will work for everybody else but me.
Mm.
Yeah, that was the one thing that usually runs through my mind about these different things. Oh, it'll work for everybody else but me.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was it
wrong.
That, what'd you say?
It's been proved wrong.
It's been proved wrong, which is a good thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And what was it, though, Kathy, that helped you to get beyond that thought of this will work for everybody but me?
Well, when I talked with you and I had that discovery session and the gentle way you just kind of led me along and, you know, just pointed out things, and I just thought, now here's someone I can work with. Here's someone who's gonna call bullshit when I need to have bullshit called on me.
Mm-hmm.
Who's not going to let me get away with just being, oh, la-di-da.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I decided that, you know what, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make the investment in myself,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to make it through this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to come out on the winning side.
Which you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we also have to point out something very important here, too, because you did some pre-paving before we ever talked, and what that was and what you've shared with me is that you didn't know what was coming, and this
mm-hmm.
was before we met, before we talked, but the way you described it was you did not know what was coming, but you were expecting something good that was coming into your life, and you were excited about it. You had the vibration of expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And and you know now that is very important, that helped you along your way to get in touch with me, to invest in yourself, to get to where you are now, that vibe of expectation. Do you have anything to share about that?
Oh, it was just unbelievable how I would just sometimes during the day, I would just get so excited. I'd rub my hands together and just, I would have to go and just, I was just excited. And I knew something was coming, but I just, like you say, I just didn't know what it was. And it was probably a year to even a year and a half before we had that first call.
Oh, wow. Would you have liked to have shortened that time?
Well, yeah. If I would have known what was coming, I would have called or tried to find you earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say to someone out there right now who's listening, who is so in the muckiness and feeling so bad and back in that place where you used to be, where you were hating yourself and loathing yourself, and they're listening to this right now and they're saying, well, I'm not expecting anything good. I can hardly even get out of bed in the morning. I hate myself and look at all this fat on my body and probably nobody can help me. This is nice. This lady, Kathy, is, you know, feeling so good, but, you know, how does that help me? What would you say to that person right now who doesn't have that feeling of they're expecting something good?
Well, I would say to them that, you know, I'm searching for the word. I hate it when it happens. But, you know, it's sometimes you just have to just lay aside where you've been, and you need to just grasp and reach for something that's beyond you and go forward. Rather than staying where you're at, wouldn't you rather have an opportunity to get up on top of that mountain and to shine? And can I talk about my coal journey?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This is you want to... Yeah, just to...
My metaphor?
Yes, absolutely. To frame this for everybody, Kathy and I, we were on a coaching call earlier this week, and I asked you, so here's the question, you know, what would you say is your biggest success throughout this entire journey? So that everybody knows what you're talking about now. So,
okay.
You know, yeah, great. Right. Yeah, I would love to hear that. And I'm sure that everybody else would love to hear it too.
Well, I likened my journey as if I was a lump of like coal to begin with. I was a lump, you know. I mean, my body was lumpy and everything, but my life was just a lump. And then as I've gone through this journey, as I'm on this journey, there are different parts that are being cut away so that there are different facets that are beginning to shine in my life to the point where now it's like I'm this diamond and there's something beautiful that has been formed from this lump that I was before. This lump of coal is now a diamond, and there's it refracts the light, and it's a thing of beauty to behold, and I like myself. I love myself. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with who I am, and I know that there is just so much more, but I'm enjoying where I'm at right now on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only getting better.
Yeah. That's what I've heard. Kathy, this is just awesome. Hey, so you're getting struggle-free weight loss. You, how do you feel, how did you feel in the past before we met about exercise, and how do you feel today?
Exercise is just something that I should do. I thought as I sat on the couch watching a program or reading a book, and it's something I'll do sometime in my life. But now I have this unbelievable, compelling desire to get out there, and it's so funny, as if the day gets too long past, my little corgi comes and puts her head on my leg and goes, come on, don't you think it's time for us to hit the road? And we get out and we go for our power walks, and it's just been so much fun that exercise has now become fun to me. And I also do, I've been doing some little resistant band work, and I also have a rebounder if the weather's just not really conducive to getting outside because Montana has changeable weather, that I use that rebounder, and that's been fun as well. And it's not a drudgery. It's fun. And it's something that I look forward to do. It's something that, like I said, I'm compelled to do. If I don't get out and do it, I find something I can do. I'll even walk around inside the house if it's something I haven't gotten to do.
Right. Excellent. And as you know, the fat is released from the body over time, and you do still have some more pounds that you are releasing. And is that okay that, it's not – what you've done here is you have gotten permanent. Do you agree that you have gotten permanent weight loss, Kathy?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. And as long as I use these tools and I keep my mind focused, I am doing fine.
Yeah. You feed your mind before your body.
Exactly.
Yeah, the same thing I keep talking about. I've been talking about it forever, but you're actually doing it. Yeah. And so what I was going to say is, obviously, this is not some kind of a quickie fat loss cure where you're going to lose 10 pounds in a day or even 10 pounds in a week and then you just gain it back. So is it okay that you're releasing the fat over time and that it's so struggle-free for you and that you're having fun doing it? Is all of that okay?
Oh, yes, yes. It's all a part of the journey. Mm-hmm. It's just a part of the journey, and that my journey is my goal, so it's fine. And I know it'll be done. It's a done deal.
Yeah, it is.
Put it that way. It's not something that I think about and stress about or worry about. It's just I'm not there. I'm very content where I'm at right now.
Yeah. And how much of your energy each day did you used to spend worrying and stressing about it?
Oh, my goodness. Probably, I would say 75% of my energy was just towards that, just swirling in the miry muck.
Yeah, Kathy, that's a lot. So obviously the whole thing with the food, the weight, the body, that's no big deal anymore. You've got that taken care of.
Yep.
I'm interested to hear from you. What is your biggest surprise transformation that you've gotten from this journey in the Inner Self Diet?
My biggest surprise is actually the relationship between my husband and I. I mean, we had a good relationship to begin with, but now it's you might just say that we both remember why we got together to begin with. What was the whole reason that we even got married or fell in love, or the whole reason why we're together? It's been renewed, and I have a relationship with my husband that is very, very sweet now, much more even than it was. And he told me at the beginning of this journey with the Inner Self Diet, he says, you know, Kathy, he says, if at the end of this you can love yourself, he says, then you'll know why I love you. And he says, it can only be good. And it was a prophetic word to me. And yes, it's true. And I now understand why he loves me. And it's just encouraged our love to just become even deeper. And we like to be together, and we spend more time together. We eat together. We play together. We went and had a day together yesterday, and it was so fun because we just relaxed. We weren't rushed. We just enjoyed ourselves. And it's well, you know, I'll even tell you this. The sex is amazing.
Absolutely fantastic. And doesn't that make sense, though? I've talked about this before on several of the – I do these free telecalls usually one per month for the folks who sign up for them and come listen. And I often talk about the fact that, hey, if you don't feel good in your body, then how does that impact your sex life? And if you are married, your sex life is a really big part of a wonderful, healthy relationship. And if you're not feeling good about yourself, then you're probably not having sex with the lights on, and it's just not that enjoyable. And the fact is, hey, we're human beings. We're in these bodies. You're meant to feel good. You're meant to enjoy your life. You're meant to have a fantastic relationship. And, you know, what's the big deal? So sex is a part of that. And what can you say about how you, and I'm not asking you to tell us all these big details or specific details or anything, of course, but what can you say in general about how the way that you felt about yourself in the past when you were loathing yourself and hating yourself and you felt lumpy, you know, lump of coal, how that impacted your sex life versus today, where you're not only loving yourself, but you're actually genuinely liking yourself and you're having fun and you're enjoying exercise, you're enjoying eating healthy, you're enjoying being in your body, you're enjoying the journey, and then the comparison of how that has impacted your sex life. What can you say to those two, you know, sides?
Wow. Well, there is no comparison because the sex was almost non-existent, much to my husband's sadness. But also, it's no longer just a thing that I have to do for him to make him feel happy or to help him to not feel tense or whatever. It's now something that I enjoy doing, and that's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So you might even say I went from not liking it to saying, oh, this is rather delightful. So if that answers your question.
Yeah, and I really appreciate this because this is another big, 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 huge problem for folks that are struggling with their weight and their body. Because let's face it, if you're married or if you're in a serious, committed relationship, again, you're a human being, and sex is going to be a part of how you interact and how you enjoy each other and how you communicate and how you connect. And if you're feeling bad about yourself and you're feeling lumpy and fat and just unhappy, then how could you possibly get together in any part of your relationship? Even not just the sex, but in any part of the relationship. What if you wanted to go take a bike ride together or go on a vacation, go to the beach? You know, that body and how you feel about yourself, it's just going with you every place. So, you know, it's not something to be, talking about sex. It's not something that is so horrible to talk about or anything. It's just part of your life, and you are a great example of somebody who has a wonderful marriage. And like you said, it wasn't a bad marriage before, but it certainly wasn't what it is today.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the whole thing that has happened here is that, well, let me ask you this question. Did you give your husband a book or instruction manual on how to be a better husband?
No.
Did you give your husband any kind of instructions on how he should be a better lover?
Nope.
Did you say to your husband, we should go to marriage counseling so that you can change and that we can have a better marriage?
Nope.
What you did is you worked on yourself.
That's right.
The one that's transformed here is you. And when you transform you, everything else transforms. Would you agree? Has that been your experience?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the other thing that's happened here is all along you've had this wonderful man in your life, and I've had many clients like this who had these wonderful husbands, and these husbands, just like your husband, he was trying to give to you and give you love and give you affection and give you fun and, you know, enjoyment and communication and different things. But you because you felt bad about yourself, you were not able to accept those gifts because you couldn't, you might not have been able to see some of them, but also if you could see them when he was trying to give them to you, you couldn't accept them because you were not on the same wavelength. You didn't feel deserving. And mm-hmm. so it's not that he has changed. It's just that now you're able to receive all of this wonderful stuff that he's been wanting to give to you.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah.
And he has actually told me that. He had said, he goes, you know, he says, I feel like I have more freedom. And he says, I feel like you're not controlling me, and I'm happier for it. So that was really a wonderful benefit as well.
Right. And you know what that's about?
What's that?
That's about the fact that when you've got a wonderful man like you have who loves you and cherishes you, oftentimes men, they feel responsible. They want to make you happy, right? He's
mm-hmm.
been wanting to
yeah.
make you happy. He doesn't have that responsibility anymore. Because
mm-hmm.
you are making yourself happy. You've taken responsibility for yourself. You're using the tools in the inner self diet to continue to feed your mind before your body and take care of your own emotional health and your own mindset. And so he doesn't have that job anymore. That whole weight has been lifted off of this wonderful man, and he doesn't have to worry anymore about whether or not you're happy and making you happy because you already are happy. Do you agree?
Uh-huh. Yes, I
yeah.
agree totally.
And did you tell me, did you say that he actually has lost physical weight?
Yes, he has. He has. It's so funny. It's not
yeah.
like he needed to, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a simple thing.
I thought that was hilarious when you said that, because here's this man, I've never talked to him, he's not my client, but he's also releasing excess physical fat from his body.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But when you understand, like you do, and like all the other graduates of the Inner Self Diet understand, that everything is energy, and that whatever's on your physical form is just a manifestation of what you've got going on the inside, then it makes sense. He's had this weight lifted off of him, which was the
mm-hmm.
weight of wanting to make you happy. He doesn't have that job anymore. He's free. And so you can both come together in your marriage and have fun and enjoy each other. But that weight, that energetic weight is gone. That responsibility is gone. And it makes sense that then physical weight would have left also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. This is so awesome. I'm just so inspired by all of the transformations that you've had, Kathy. And I know that there are women listening right now, possibly men too, who are getting inspired and opening their mind to the possibilities of, wow, what if I could have these results that Kathy is living? She's got struggle-free permanent weight loss. She's exercising because she wants to. She is eating healthy. And we didn't really talk a lot about your food, but I don't know. It's like, you know, you used to obsess and now you're not. You used to spend 75% of your time worrying about your weight, and you're not doing any of that now. You're just living your life. And you released a 38-year-old struggle with food and your weight, which also was a 38-year-old struggle with that abuse from your childhood. That is gone now, and that was something that you used to relive each day. It's just, you know, melted. It's in the past. And you're having fun. You
mm-hmm.
have regained the enjoyment in your marriage. Your husband is happy. You're happy. And, awesome. Is there anything else you want to share? Is there anything we missed? Any other transformations that you've gained through this journey so far in the Inner Self Diet that we didn't cover?
Well, the only thing I could add is that it's not just my relationship with my husband. It's also relationship with those around me have
mm-hmm.
changed. And also it's like my little business is starting to blossom. I tutor, and
oh, yeah.
I'm starting to get clients that I didn't have before. And I know that it's because they want to be around me. It's it's awesome. It's just
yes.
awesome.
Thank you for bringing that up. So not only do you have the struggle-free permanent weight loss and the ease with living healthy and fit and the better marriage and the awesome sex life, enjoying that, you also are now building your business, which, what was that like before for you with your tutoring business? How did that feel to you when you thought about getting that going? How did that feel before we met?
Oh, it just felt like a lot of work. It just felt like it was just going nowhere, that nobody really needed or wanted me or, you know, or what I had to offer, that I was just in left field, mm-hmm. that it was just not needed. But now I see that it is needed, and mm-hmm. it's really turned around.
How does it feel now when you think about building it and making it, you know, allowing it to grow, and how does it feel now?
I'm excited about that possibility because it's just, I love math. And mm-hmm. to be able to help somebody else to understand it is just such a joy and a passion for me mm-hmm. that I'm excited to be able to spread that to others.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then you also said that all of your relationships have transformed. Is there mm-hmm. is there any specific one that you can think of that comes to the top of your mind that before we met it was very much a struggle, and then how it has transformed today just because you've transformed yourself?
Yep, my relationship with my mom. Mm-hmm. We are actually having fun now, where it was more I just tolerated it before, mm-hmm. And I didn't tolerate it very, very, very well.
mm-hmm.
So, but we are actually enjoying one another, and it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yes. Kathy, is there any area of your life, any area, spirituality, your work, your business, your math tutoring, your relationships, finances, environment, is there any area of your life that has not been impacted in a positive way by the steps that you've done in the Inner Self Diet?
If there is, I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has been touched. Everything has been changed and has become better. And nothing has not been touched.
Mm-hmm. And doesn't that make sense, though? Because
mm-hmm.
what this whole journey is about is transforming at a core level on the inside so that you match up with the body that you want on the outside. And then once you do that, then it's easy to eat healthy. It's easy to exercise. It's easy to do all the things on the outside that will give you the body you want. But when you make such a core transformation to change who you are on the inside, then you're taking that core transformation with you everywhere. You're taking that mindset with you everywhere. And that mindset, since you can't just hang your mind up in the closet, it's not like you can get a weight loss mindset and then that mindset suddenly stops when you reach the doorway of your home and you get in the car to go shopping. You know, it goes with you everywhere, just like before. Your FAT, fear attracting thoughts, that mindset, the worry and the stress and obsessing, that went with you everywhere, into the bedroom, mm-hmm. into onto the beach, I mean, wherever you go. So mm-hmm. it makes sense that there's no way that you could not impact every area of your life in a positive way from such a transformation because of where the transformation occurs. That makes
mm-hmm.
sense, right?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Great.
Very much so.
So to wrap up here, and we kind of touched on this earlier, but this is just a slightly different question. Let's say that there's one person right now listening who is right now where you used to be. So before we were talking about, you know, let's say somebody was listening and they were having all these doubts and things like that. But now let's look at this person who's listening to this and she is where you used to be. In fact, the way you could imagine this is talking to the old Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's somebody listening right now who is loathing herself. She's in the the mucky mire. She is feeling lumpy. She's feeling unattractive. She's obsessing about her weight and food and how she eats and her overeating. She is just dragged down and not feeling good. And she's done the diets. She's lost weight. How many times would you say that in the past you did lose weight, but you always gained it back?
Oh, my goodness. It's probably been 50, 60 times.
Wow. 50, 60 times. So that's who's listening right now. And she's been struggling for at least 38 years because, as you know, all of these struggles start out, you know, when you're a kid. And everybody that I've worked with, that's the way it's been. It's the same thing for me. And most people don't realize that until they actually when I ask them certain questions and we can find out and discover that on the discovery session, most people don't understand how big and how long this problem has been going on. But, you know, this person is listening and she's frustrated and she feels fed up and she might have a little bit of hope hearing you and being able to relate to you. But, you know, if you could talk to her right now and tell her, you know, what would you tell her, you know, if you could, if you were sitting down across the table having tea with this lady, this Kathy from the past, what would you say to her right now? What would you say to her? That's all I've got to say.
Okay. What would I say to her?
Yeah.
I would say, what have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? And you may think of it as just a number on a scale, but you know what? You could gain so much more. Don't be afraid. It's not worth being fearful, because there's so much joy to be had. And you know what? You deserve to have that joy.
Well, there you go. So, and for you who's listening right now and you would love to have these results that Kathy has gotten, then here's how you start. You just simply go to fearlessfatloss.com/call, C-A-L-L, and fill out that application to have a one-on-one weight loss discovery session with me. It's a complimentary call, and it's exactly the same thing that Kathy and I did. And the very first time that we talked, and that's how you start. You just fill out that application, and this is for you if you really are serious about ending your ongoing food and weight struggles and putting them behind you. So, Kathy, thank you so much for being here on the call today. I know without a doubt that there are people who are inspired listening to you, and I really, really appreciate you sharing the especially about the abuse from childhood, because, you know, for a lot of people that's a really touchy subject. For me, I don't make light of it, but also I understand how to work with that. So I, you know, nothing shocks me or anything. And I'm just so glad that what you did is you invested in yourself to be here and do this journey so that you've gotten beyond that. And thank you for sharing about that. Thank you for sharing about your marriage and how that has transformed, just everything. I really appreciate it, because I know that there are people listening who will, it's really good. It's just really good. They're going to be able to relate. They're going to be able to say, wow, you know, this is awesome. I don't usually hear people talking about these things, and I guess that there really is a way for me to, you know, get out of this stuck place that I'm in. And so I just really appreciate it. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the call. And one more thing before we end the call, I have to acknowledge you for taking action to do all of the steps of the Inner Self Diet. It is not by magic that you have gotten to where you are. Do you agree?
Yes, but it does feel like magic.
I've heard that before, too. I have heard that before, too. And, of course, I acknowledge the fact that, yes, the Inner Self Diet, it is my proven proprietary step-by-step system to permanent weight loss, struggle-free, without deprivation. Do you feel deprived at all in your eating, Kathy? I didn't ask you that.
Oh, no, not at all.
Good. You also used to eat for boredom, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do you have any challenge with that now?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Great. So important to acknowledge you, though, that you did take action with the steps. That is how you got to where you are. We're not talking about magic here. We're not talking about a magic pill. We're just talking about taking action, simple action each day, different, very, very different action than I'm sure you ever did in your entire life. Do you agree?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
But that's what you need to do to get different results. So it's important to point that out so that everybody who's listening does not get the impression in any way that we're talking about some kind of a quick fix, because it's not. This is about empowering yourself. This is about getting real-world inner self tools so that after I help you transform in real time on the live calls, then you've got tools to back that up so that you know how to maintain your transformation, maintain your mindset, and be in your power. That is very important. So thanks again, Kathy. I'm very inspired by you. I have loved working with you in the Steps of the Inner Self Diet, and it's just been a pleasure because you wanted to change, you did change, you know, you took action, and here you are, and it's just totally awesome. And I bet if your husband were here with us right now, this awesome man who I've never spoken to, but I bet if he were here, he would say that he's happy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And surprisingly enough, he just came home, so.
Aww. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So thanks so much, Kathy. And once again, for those of you listening, to get Kathy's results, the first step that you need to take is just go to fearlessfatloss.com/call, fill out the application to have a one-on-one complimentary discovery session with me, and that's how you get started. Or if you're listening to this on StopHidingBehindTheFat.com, then just go to StopHidingBehindTheFat.com/call. Thank you so much, Kathy. Have fun.
Thank you, JoLynn. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. And keep enjoying, keep feeding your mind before your body. This is JoLynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach, and my greatest wish for you who is listening, and of course for you also, Kathy, is that you live your best life while in your ideal body.